Well, good morning and happy Lord's Day. It is May 21st, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be pressing on through Numbers chapter 30, Psalm 74, Isaiah 22, and then we're going to be finishing yet another book of Scripture, 2 Peter chapter 3. So let's get in the Word today. Numbers chapter 30 today, which the Lord has commanded. If a man makes a vow to the Lord, or takes an oath to bind himself with a binding obligation, he shall not violate his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. Also, if a woman makes a vow to the Lord and binds herself by an obligation in her father's house in her youth, and her father hears her vow and her obligation by which she was bound herself, and her father says nothing to her, then all her vows shall stand, and every obligation by which she has bound herself shall stand. But if her father should forbid her on the day he hears of it, none of her vows or her obligations by which she has bound herself shall stand, and the Lord will forgive her because her father has forbidden it. However, if she should marry while under her vows or the rash statement of her lips by which she has bound herself, and her husband hears of it and says nothing to her on the day he hears of it, then her vows shall stand and her obligation by which she has bound herself shall stand. But if on the day her husband hears of it, he forbids her, then he shall annul her vow which she is under, and the rash statement of her lips by which she is bound herself, and the Lord will forgive her. But the vow of a widow or of a divorced woman, everything by which she is bound herself shall stand against her. However, if she vowed in her husband's house or bound herself by obligation with an oath, and her husband heard it, but said nothing to her and did not forbid her, then all her vows shall stand, and every obligation by which she bound herself shall stand. But if her husband indeed annuls them on the day he hears of it, then whatever proceeds out of her lips concerning the vows or concerning the obligation of herself shall not stand. Her husband has annulled it, and the Lord will forgive her. Every vow and every binding oath to humble himself, her husband may confirm it, or her husband may annul it. But if her husband indeed says nothing to her from day to day, then he confirms all her vows or all her obligations which are on her. He has confirmed them because he said nothing to her on the day he heard them. But if he indeed annuls them after he has heard them, then he shall bear her guilt. These are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses as between a man and his wife, and as between a father and his daughter, while she is in her youth in her father's house. That was Numbers 30. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Psalm 74. Psalm 74. Psalm 74. A Maskil of Asaph. O God, why have you rejected us forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your inheritance, and this Mount Zion where you have dwelt. Turn your footsteps towards the perpetual ruin. The enemy has damaged everything within the sanctuary. Your adversaries have roared in the midst of your meeting place. They have set up their own standard for signs. It seems as if one had lifted up his axe in a forest of trees, and now all its carved work they smash with a hatchet and hammers. They have burned your sanctuary to the ground. They have defiled the dwelling place of your name. They said in their heart, "Let us completely subdue it." They have burned all the meeting places of God in the land. We do not see our signs. There is no longer any prophet, nor is there any among us who knows how long. How long, O God, will the adversary revile and the enemy spurn your name forever? Why do you withdraw your hand, even your right hand, from within your bosom? Destroy them. Yet God is my king from of old, who works deeds of deliverance in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your strength. You broke the heads of the sea monsters in the waters. You crushed the heads of Leviathan, and you gave him as food for the creatures of the wilderness. You broke open springs and torrents. You dried up ever-flowing streams. Yours is the day. Yours also is the night. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have established all the boundaries of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Remember this, O Lord, that the enemy has reviled, and a foolish people has spurned your name. Do not deliver the soul of your turtle dove to the wild beast. Do not forget the life of your afflicted forever. Consider the covenant, for the dark places of the land are full of the habitation of violence. Let not the oppressed return dishonored. Let the afflicted and the needy praise your name. Arise, O God, and plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches you all day long. Do not forget the voice of your adversaries, the uproar of those who rise against you, which ascends continually. That was Psalm 74. Let's move on over to our next reading, Isaiah 22. Isaiah 22. Isaiah 22, the oracle concerning the valley of vision. What is the matter with you now that you have all gone up to the housetops? You who are full of noise, you boisterous town, you exultant city, your slain were not slain with the sword, nor did they die in battle, and all your rulers have fled together and have been captured without the bow. All of you who were found were taken captive together, though they have fled far away. And therefore I say, turn your eyes away from me. Let me weep bitterly. Do not try to comfort me concerning the destruction of the daughters of my people. For the Lord God of hosts has a day of panic, subjugation, and confusion. In the valley of vision, a breaking down of walls and a crying to the mountains. Elam took up the quiver with the chariots, infantry, and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. Then your choicest valley were full of chariots, and the horsemen took up fixed positions at the gate, and he removed the defense of Judah. In that day you depended on the weapons of the house of the forest, and you saw that the breaches in the wall of the city of David were many, and you collected the waters of the lower pool. Then you counted the houses of Jerusalem and tore down houses to fortify the wall, and you made a reservoir between the two walls for the waters of the pool, of the old pool. But you did not depend on him who made it, nor did you take him into consideration, him who planned it long ago. And therefore in that day the Lord God of hosts called you to weeping, to wailing, to shaving the head, and the wearing of sackcloth. Instead there is gaiety and gladness, killing of cattle and slaughtering of sheep, eating of meat and drinking of wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we may die. But the Lord of hosts revealed himself to me. Surely this iniquity shall not be forgiven you until you die, says the Lord God of hosts. And thus says the Lord God of hosts, go, come, go to the steward, to Shebna, who is in the charge of the royal household. What right do you have here, and whom do you have here, that you have hewn a tomb for yourselves here? You who hew a tomb on the height, you who carve a resting place for yourself on the rock. Behold, the Lord is about to hurl you headlong, O man, and he is about to grasp you firmly and roll you tightly like a ball to be cast into a vast country, and there you will die. And there your splendid chariots will be, your shame, you shame of your master's house. I will depose you from your office, and I will pull you down from your station. Then it will come about in the day that I will summon my servant Elkim and the sons of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with your tunic and tie your sash securely about him. I will entrust him with your authority, and he will become a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Then I will set the key of the house of David on his shoulder. When he opens, no one will shut, and when he shuts, no one will open. I will drive him like a peg in a firm place, and he will become a throne of the glory of his father's house. And so they will hang on him all the glory of his father's house, offspring and issue, all the least of the vessels, from bowls to all the jars. In that day, declares the Lord of hosts, the peg driven in a firm place will drive away. It will even break off and fall, and the load hanging on it will be cut off, for the Lord has spoken. That was Isaiah 22. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to finish the book of 2 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. This is now, beloved, the second letter that I am writing to you, in which I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder, that you should remember the word spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken by your prophets. Know this, first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mockings, following after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of the water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But by his word, the present heavens and the earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by the burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. And therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as also our beloved Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, wrote to you, as also in all of his letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which the untaught and unstable distort, as they do also the rest of the Scriptures, to their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard, so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men, and fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. And amen indeed. That was the end of 2 Peter. That's a great thing. One more book down. We start the book of 1 John tomorrow morning, and so that's something to look forward to. That said, tomorrow I try to mention this when I can or when I remember. Tomorrow will be a recording, so that will actually be posted online, so you can get ahead on your reading today if you wanted to. My wife and I are going to be celebrating our 14th wedding anniversary tomorrow. Tomorrow is 14 years. I can't believe it. And so I am taking her to Block Island. So that's what we're doing tonight into tomorrow. And so so I will have that pre-recorded. And so you all can get ahead on that, or you can watch it at the normal time at 7 o'clock. It'll be there. So, but that said, today is the Lord's Day. And so we have all of our regular activities going on, 9:15 Sunday school, 10:30 worship service. And so so you won't want to miss all of that. We're going to continue in the book of Esther. We have this week and then next week, and then we're done with Esther, and then I'm starting a new series after that, and so looking forward to that. But that said, let's start our Lord's Day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Lord, I pray that that we would not be taken captive, Lord, by, as Peter said here in the end of 2 Peter, by unprincipled men, unprincipled teachings, distortions of the word of God, but Lord, that we would read it ourselves, that we would know it ourselves, that we'd be willing to be taught it ourselves. Lord, going back to what it meant to the original readers, historical, Lord, thinking about the grammar of the scriptures, why it was written, Lord, that we would develop those Bible study techniques, Lord, so that we would not be taken by deceptive means, Lord. Lord, help me as pastor to be able to be that teacher, that guide to each and every single one of my people, Lord, including today, Lord, as we open up your word and the book of Esther. Lord, I pray, God, for your blessing upon our time together. And so, Lord, I just thank you and praise you. I pray that you just give us all a good day today. Help us to honor you. I pray, Lord, I know many are away this week. And Lord, I just pray, God, for their safety. I pray, God, that you would just give them a good week away. And God, that you would just help us all, Lord, just to come back here quickly and safely, Lord, so that we can fellowship with one another once again. But Lord, until that day, Lord, may we continue to honor you, and we just give you the glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody. See you in a little bit. Oh, there's a, just real quick, there's a spammer in the comment section. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. They always got to do that. Always got to ruin it. Oh, well. All right. Bye now.